Let's check now the agricultural weather forecast with Mike Tenuri. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Good afternoon to you, Mike. Thanks for being with us.
Great being here, Todd.
Let's start with the heat that has been building into the Corn Belt. Tell me about it and what the prospects for the next 3 to 5 days might look like.
Well, the heat wave is going to come to an end on Saturday and Sunday. We'll have a pretty big cool front move through at that time, so that'll be something to monitor. The heat has not been all that impressive in the northern Corn Belt over the last 2 days, and that's primarily because of cloud cover from thunderstorms. We still have some of those taking place in northern areas of Illinois and Indiana today, and we'll see a few more generally along and north of Interstate 80 over the next couple of days. But after that, again, everybody starts to cool off, and these temperatures that will have been in the middle to upper 90s at times, with minimums only in the 70s to near 80, will drop by a full 10 to 15 degrees. So next week will be a lot different story, at least during the first half of it.
Yeah, so rainfall is something we were wishing would stop. And about now, I think producers are thinking, hey, you can turn that back on again. So what does it look like, and who needs a drink at this time?
Well, it's pretty much the Corn Belt. If you look off into the plains, those areas have been pretty wet. The Dakotas into western Minnesota and parts of Nebraska, they do not have any type of dryness issue to even think about. So they're doing great. As you move to the east, it has been a little dry in the Corn Belt, mainly to the east of the Missouri River. Now, there's a couple of caveats to keep in mind. Number one is that it did rain over the last 2 days in parts of Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, far northern Illinois, and far western Illinois, and even eastern Missouri. So it has rained, so this is not a totally clear-cut dryness situation. And we can use our proprietary data and weight everything out. And it's basically showing us that one-third of the U.S. corn and soybean crop was drier than normal over the last 14 days. But just to put that in perspective, we can go all the way back into 2011, so we have 8 years of data. And that would still be the third lowest level of dryness. So it's not too unusual to be in that level. And if you look at it over the last 30 days, only about 5 to 10% of each crop was drier than normal. And that's actually the lowest coverage of the entire period, at least for July 17th, going back 8 years. So it's not really all that dry. It's just dry at that topsoil level because we haven't had too much rain in the last 7 to 10 days in some of these areas.
What are your expectations when you look further into the end of the month of July?
Well, that's kind of where there are some minor concerns. We already talked about some of the storms we'll see to the north over the next couple of days. And along that cool front on Saturday and Sunday, we'll also see a few more storms. Most of those would probably end up to the west of the Mississippi River. Then we get into next week, and with that cool air mass comes a drier air mass, so we're not looking for much rain next week. Then we start to get out 7, 10, 14 days into the future, and we can see the temperatures are going to warm up a little bit. We don't think we're going to see another heat wave, at least not in the medium term, but it does look like it'll start to warm up. And with that warmer weather, then you would expect some thunderstorms here and there. But just in general, it doesn't look all that wet going forward. And if you look at into the past and you look at some of the wettest starts to the year, which this one certainly will rank among, and if you look at some of the wettest periods going all the way back to last summer, and this one will certainly rank among the wettest 12, 13, 14-month periods on record in the Corn Belt, most of the August ended up near or drier than normal. So there is some precedent for whatever reason for next month to be at least not wet, but maybe near or drier than normal. So this might not be totally unexpected, but it's still so early with this crop being planted so late. Even if it dries out a little bit over the next week, we did see some rain. You start to get some big rains in August, and it's really not a big deal. So we're just kind of in a waiting game once again.
So just waiting it out. Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. We'll chat next week.
Indeed, we will. That is Mike Tenuri. He's with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois.